This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Family and Relationship Advice channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with licensed clinical social worker Stephanie Maines, who has extensive experience in training in individual couples and family therapy. Stephanie, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, hi there. Good to have you, and a topic that certainly we can't get enough information on. So first of all, by the time couples come into you for therapy, are most of their marriages too far gone to repair?
You know, I'm seeing couples coming in more and more as a preventative measure now. We seem to have gotten a little bit better about identifying when we're getting stuck in some bad patterns and trying to stem it off, you know, stem off the problem before it gets out of hand.
And that is good news to hear. Now, what do most couples come in for to get advice from you?
You know, it's every couple is, you know, it's like a snowflake. There's no one that's exactly alike. But, you know, if I could generalize, I think it's this idea that couples find themselves getting stuck in the same kind of argument. You know, it's like the wheel just getting stuck in the same groove, and no matter how many times you resolve not to do it anymore, you just can't seem to find a way to get out of it. So it's usually when they come seeking a third party to say, you know, hey, look, we've tried everything we could. We can't seem to stay out of this. You know, what can you do to help us with this?
What are the biggest mistakes you see couples making that get them in the most trouble?
You know, I think as frustrating as it is, the answer's pretty simple, and not one that any of us really like. It's not listening. I think not listening is one of the biggest mistakes that we all make in relationships. And I think that we stop listening because we're afraid that listening is going to hurt us in some way. We're going to hear something that we don't like. We're going to be asked to do something that we think is going to take away from us or hurt us in some way. You know, it's pretty basic. The other thing is acceptance. I think that it can get really hard at different points in your relationship to really accept parts of your partner. And when you don't, it's things start to get very uncomfortable pretty quickly.
Certainly can understand that as well. Today we are with licensed clinical social worker Stephanie Maines, who has extensive experience in training in individual couples and family therapy here on eHealth Radio's Family and Relationship Advice channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Stephanie, when a couple's romantic life seems to have died off, can they really bring that spark back into the relationship?
I think that for couples who have had it there at some point in the past where there is a collective memory of what it was like when things were pretty hot, they usually have a better chance. You know, it's still embedded in there somewhere, and they have a sense of, it's like Hansel and Gretel, right? There's an idea that they can kind of find their way forward or back to that, which helps a lot. For couples who have never had that, you know, where it's always been a fairly platonic relationship, and then they reach a point in their life where they say, hey, you know, I want a different kind of a relationship, that's a little bit trickier. You know, they almost have to sort of reintroduce themselves to each other and take the risk of saying, hey, you know, can I be really attracted to you? Do I really, you know, can I desire you in that way? And sometimes it's not possible.
And do affairs usually mean the end of a marriage, or can a couple ever really recover from that and gain the confidence in the other and the guilty party, I should say?
You know, I think it's a myth or an outworn idea that an affair is necessarily kind of the last note in a marriage or relationship, that, you know, once that's discovered, you're done. I don't think that's true. That is not to say, though, that it's not a heck of a lot of work to recover from an affair. A lot of work for both parties. And a lot of acceptance of this sort of inherent imperfection of any relationship. Because the betrayal doesn't go away. What you do is you try to get a much better understanding of how you ended up vulnerable to that happening in your relationship. And trying to figure out how to live knowing that there's been a moment where the person that you love really did betray you, and that's not an easy thing to live with. But I think that the couples who are able to do that excruciating work, you know, it's tough at times, often come out just in incredibly strong relationships. If you can't do it, it doesn't mean you couldn't do the work or you weren't up to it. But, you know, some people are lucky enough to be able to make it through those the whitewater rapids of that recovery process.
And one last question. Do you think that love, looking at relationships and marriage, et cetera, do you think that love is a choice or it's unavoidable?
You know, I think it's an active choice that we make all the time, again and again. It's a commitment, and it's a commitment to being effortful at times, to trying to be our best selves, to staying connected to what we value and aiming for that. And sure, we fall short, but it is it's a choice and a commitment and a habit and in some ways a discipline that we have to stay invested in.
Well said. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information and also to be in contact with you online?
Oh, sure. They can visit my website, which is StephanieMainsLCSW.com, where there's a lot of information about my practice and some links to the writing that I do for the Huffington Post and for some other interesting blogs.
Well, certainly has been good to have met you, and you're certainly welcome back anytime. We've been speaking with licensed clinical social worker Stephanie Maines, who has extensive experience in training in individual couples and family therapy, and the website of reference once again and for contact is StephanieMainsLCSW.com. Stephanie, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio, and thanks for the tips.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You're so welcome, and this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Family and Relationship Advice Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we thank you for listening in, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.